Throughout the whole sugya of matzah shtar chayiv, it's mavur in the Gemara that if the chayiv is maida, if the loiv is maida, that the shtar is not pura, then we would be willing to give it back. The Gemara says that in Gimel Beis and already in the Beis and Beis right after the Mishnah, that if it's chayiv maida, then even if yesh ben achayis nechasim, why shouldn't he give it back? The Gemara says maida, so there's no reason why not to give it back. And the achayim are bothered with the kasha that what does it help if chayiv is maida, even though he's maida that he has to pay that the shtar is not parua. But it's a haidah spal din, makin shechav l'acherim, because through his haidah, it could be mechayiv the lakuchas. So how could we use his haidah? How could it be semach and haidah spal din, makin shechav l'acherim, to be mechayiv the lakuchas? And Rav Chanan Babasa in his Taf Reish Mem Beis says a very nice hesber why this is not considered haidah spal din, makin shechav l'acherim. Because he says haidah spal din, makin shechav l'acherim means that through my haidah, I'm being mechayiv other people. But he says over here, you're not really being mechayiv other people through your haidah. It's not your haidah that's mechayiv to other people. It's not your haidah that allows us to be gover from lakuchas. Rather, it's the shtar. The shtar itself is what allows the malva to be gover from lakuchas. He has a shtar, so if he has a shtar, he can be gover from the lakuchas. So it's really the shtar that's being gover, not his haidah. Just the problem is, without the haidah, then one ketaina, you can't be gover with the shtar, because maybe the shtar is parua. And even though the lakuchas don't know that, but there's a din of taininon the lakuchas. The bezdin will step in and taina for the lakuchas, a taina that they could have tainat. So even though they don't know whether it's paru or not, bezdin will taina for them. Perhaps it's paru, and therefore you can't be gaiva from the lakuchas because maybe it's a shtar paru. Now that the laiva is maida, that's not parua, that takes away that din of taininon lakuchas. That means that we can no longer taina for the lakuchas. Maybe it's parua because the laiva himself is saying that it's not parua. So it's not, but it's not the pshat that the haidah of the laiva is what's being mechayiv lakuchas. It's the shtar what's being mechayiv lakuchas. The haidah of the laiva just takes away that taina of parua that we could have been taina of lakuchas. The bezin would have taina on behalf of lakuchas that maybe it's parua that would stop the ability of the shtar to be gaive. So now when he's maida, he removes that din of taina. We can no longer taina for them that maybe it's parua. So now they remove the taina, and what is the gvia from lakuchas coming from? It's coming mikach the shtar itself. So it's not that the haidah is being mechayiv them. The shtar is being mechayiv them. The haidah is just removing a siluk that would have stopped the shtar from being gaive from lakuchas. So b'chiyai gavna, that's not considered chav la'acherim, because the etzem haidah of the laiva is not directly being chav la'acherim.